Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us during these times of accelerating energy of ascension in order to integrate, embody, remember our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. In this episode, this is the sound activation where we dive deeper into this new cycle of Rosh Hashanah, this new lunar year that is ruled by the Bay, by the Vav, by Venus, and the Hathor Pleiadian frequencies. I go more into the full energies of this numerological energies of this year in the companion episode, which is linked below. This is the sound activation. In the sound activation, we're going to work on harmony. We're going to work on balance. We're going to work on alignment. We're going to work on clearing, because we do need to clear in order to set the stage to call in the blessings. And we're working with 432 hertz and 528 hertz, a lot of binaural energies, which are known to harmonize and activate both sides of the brain hemisphere. So we're going to align our masculine, feminine, the inner, outer, the soul with the physical body in this episode. If you are new, all you need to do is be open to receive. And a few little housekeeping, okay? I strongly encourage you to light a candle, burn a little bit of incense, create a sacred container around you. This is your time to align to your soul, to align to the celestial higher frequencies, to the divine, to the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit. So this is your time. Use it. Allow yourself ample time to not be disturbed for the next hour and 15 minutes. If you are listening to this on a platform like iHeartRadio, please switch to a platform that does not cut into the body of this episode with advertisements. An energetic transmission is what this is. Sound healings, I know that, you know, we kind of think they're all fluffy and they don't really do anything, but they actually do. They attune your energy field to other resonances, to higher resonances, hopefully. In this case, because of the container we're holding, that is what we are bringing in. We're bringing in higher frequencies, and we don't want squirrely information coming in from advertisements or some other nonsense. So please know the platform that you're working on. You can also listen to this on my website, which is brand new. Hallelujah. SophieAnnettCreation.com. You can check it out on my website for free as many times as you like. As these sound activations are, they're wonderful to revisit whenever you feel that you need to realign to the energies that we're working with, either for the lunar cycle or for the year, or maybe you find that you need confidence in this particular time, or you need really strong clearing. You can also do a quick search on my website on the podcast, and we can pull up all of the sound activations that have to do with whatever it is that you're working on, which is a wonderful thing. Long deep breathing, eyes closed. You can have an eye mask or an eye pillow over your eyes if that feels good. I do encourage you to be lying down, as this is a sound activation and you will be here probably for an hour and 15 minutes, and to just be seated in lotus pose, it might not be the most comfortable thing. So I strongly encourage you to lay down and just relax. If you fall asleep, if you find that your right arm is twitchy, if you find yourself yawning, all that is good. This is the energy moving through you. If you find like all of a sudden there's like a spasm of energy down your spine, all of this is a good thing. As the body lets go of energy in a variety of different ways. So just give yourself the space and the grace to move through it. There is no right or wrong way. All one needs to do is align with the heart. And one more thing. If you are driving or operating heavy machinery or highly sensitive to energy, please do not listen to this in the background while you are driving. As you know, if you tend to kind of get loopy and kind of like go into the ethers really quick, we don't need any accidents. We don't want anything to happen to you. So just be very mindful of your safety and don't try to listen to this in the background if you know that your body just automatically goes off into the ethers. Your essence, your soul, your mind, like all of a sudden you're just out there. If you have a hard time being grounded, This is what I mean. Don't listen to this in the background, okay? And with that being said, as we bring ourselves into this sacred container, long deep breathing, allow yourself to receive these beautiful energies, these higher frequencies. You can have your right hand on your heart or your left hand on the womb space, on the hara. Or you can have both of your palms at your sides, however you feel called in this moment to position yourself. Of air, the Ruhao. I call upon the Ruhao to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. Teach us the wisdom of air. Purify our thoughts and our words. I call on Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energies, asking that you breathe the breath of life into us, that you nurture us, and that you allow us to come into deeper alignment with our soul. Purify our thoughts and our words. I call on El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the south element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and lower waters of creation, asking that they flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Bless us with emotional clarity as I call upon Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition, bringer of emotional clarity. I call you into this sacred space. I ask that you guide us with wisdom, that you open us up to the sacred flow of wisdom. Bless and purify our hearts, our wombs. Bless us with emotional clarity, with healing, with flow, abundance, ease, fertility. I call on El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us. I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant, dense in our energy fields, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of alchemy, transformation, transmutation. I call in Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth. I call in your passionate energy, your fiery presence, asking that you bring us into alignment with truth, allowing us to see, receive, perceive the truth, and allowing us to shift our perspective if that perspective is not in alignment with the highest expansion and embodiment of our soul, of the light of creation. Purify our energy fields. Shaddai to activate the Chuba within us, the sacred flame of holy desire, desire that is in alignment with the soul, the divine. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth. Teach us the wisdom of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth, activating the ley lines and the vortices beneath our feet, aiding humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. I call in Archangel Michael, protector of the earth. I call in your protective energy. Ground us in your strength, in your courage. Shield us with your mighty power. Allow the blue flame, your cobalt blue flame, to purify our energy fields, our spaces, and to hold us in the embrace of the cobalt blue flame, in protection, in grace, in love. I call on El Shaddai to purify our physical vessels, blessing our creations.
Our ability to see, hear, receive the messages, to hear.
not speak our truth, to silence ourselves. Breathe the golden light into these spaces, alchemize any denseness as we strengthen our connection to our voice, to the expression of our soul through the sacred word. Breathe the golden light into the Tiferet, into the heart, allowing your heart to open, to expand. Clearing away any denseness, any pain, loss, heartache, anywhere that we have not felt loved or not allowed ourselves to receive love. Breathe the golden light into the Tiferet, clearing away old karmic imprints and wounds. Anywhere we have taught ourselves that it is not safe to love, to receive, to be loved. Allow the golden light to bring unconditional love, harmony, grace, beauty, peace into these parts of us, opening our hearts. And from here, we align with the higher I am. Alchemizing the lower aspects of the ego into its higher essence, into serving creation, the light, your soul. Any cords, any hooks, any stuck energy. trusting that all we have lived through was part of our soul's grand design, allowing us to elevate, expand, embody more of our light so we can share more of that light. Breathe the golden light into these sephirots, clearing the space, opening yourself to receive, strengthening our connection to our power, to our ability to master ourselves, and trusting ourselves to remain in our sovereignty, in our oneness, and to strengthen and continue to refine our alignment to the divine, to our soul. Breathing the golden light into the yesod, into the womb, allowing your womb space to open as we allow the golden light to alchemize any denseness in the waters of our creation, any pain, loss, suffering, anywhere that we have abandoned ourselves. Breathe the golden light into these spaces, into these memories, purifying, activating the sacred waters of your creation, strengthening your passion, your ability to consciously co-create your reality. Letting go of guilt, of shame, and letting go of lifetimes where we have been threatened, ostracized, cast out, where our children have been taken away. As punishment for sharing too much of our light, breathe the golden light into these spaces. We heal this now. Strengthening our resolve, strengthening our compassion, strengthening our alignment to our mission, to embodying and radiating truth, love, peace, harmony. Programs of lack and scarcity, clearing them from our field as we strengthen our connection to our body, to our physical incarnation, to the earth. Thank you. taking shape, emerging from these sacred waters, from these blessed and purified waters, allowing this golden umbilical cord of light to extend down through the Malchut, through our physical and energy fields, connecting us to the Earth Star Chakra beneath our feet, and traveling down through the layers of Earth, through the aquifers, reaching the most ancient layers of Gaia, until your golden umbilical cord merges and unites with the crystalline womb space of Gaia, with her sacred center. Feel your connection to the earth, to Pachamama. Feel the abundance, the protection, the support, and whatever we need, know that she will provide. Open. Allow yourself to shed whatever you need to let go of. Limiting beliefs, fear, projections, anything that is not yours and not in alignment with the highest embodiment of your light. Surrender it into the earth. Allow her to alchemize it into light. Allow her to transform it. Us. Allow yourself to receive this brilliant diamond light, crystalline ray of diamond light from her cosmic womb, her core within the earth. Allow it to rise up your umbilical cord of golden light, through the layers of earth and into your energy and physical field, allowing the diamond light to activate every sefirot from the Malchut, Yesod, Hod Netzach, the Tiferet, Hesed, Gevura, Bina, Chochmah, Heter, and beyond, all the way to the cosmic womb. So from Mother Gaia's crystalline womb up to the cosmic womb. The sacred bridge between worlds, between the heavenly and the earthly, the immaterial and the material. Feeling the golden light of Shekhinah and the crystalline diamond light of Gaia pulsing and coursing through every cell, every organ and energy center in your body. Allow them to form a violet flame at the third eye, a turquoise flame in the Tiferet, and a magenta flame in the Yesod. Turquoise flame in the heart, the Tiferet, and the magenta flame in the Yesod, in the womb. Envision yourself within the magenta flame in the Yesod. See yourself merging, melting into the magenta flame, into the waters of the Yesod, these waters that are connected to the cosmic waters of the womb of creation. Feeling all of our spirit guides with us, the angels and archangels. creates healing, love, stability, whatever it is we need in this moment in order to embody and radiate our highest light. Thank you. this here and now. And as you take your next inhale, feel yourself expand beyond the magenta flame, beyond the yesod, beyond the waters of your sacred womb. Allow yourself to fill every organ, every muscle in your body, every cell, every energy center, every hair, every skin cell, filled with the radiant light that you are. As we feel ourselves fully embodied, feeling all parts of ourselves in the here and now, wiggle your fingers and your toes, and turn on your right side if that feels good. If not, stay in your position. Long, deep breathing, feeling all parts of you in this moment. As we give thanks to our guides, to the angels and archangels, to the light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, direction of the north element of air, the Ruhau, Archangel Raphael, the south, the Maya, the Mayim, and the Shemayim, Archangel Gabriel, the east, the fire, the Nuhra, and Archangel Uriel, the west, the earth, the Arha, Archangel Michael, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, Mary Magdalene, Maria Magdala, Yeshua, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage, we thank you. Archangels and angels of the highest light, the Hathors, the Pleiadians, our star brothers and sisters, we thank you. The Lamed, the created Libra, the Bay that created Venus and rules Libra, and the Vav, the Aramaic creation frequency for this new year. We thank you for your energies, Shekhinah, divine presence, divine mother, father, god, goddess, Allah, our higher self, ourselves. Breathing deeply, feeling all parts of ourselves in the here and now. Taking a deep inhale and exhaling, opening your eyes when you are ready. If you have not listened to the companion episode, please do so. It is linked below. And of course, you can follow me on social media at Audia Lara, at Embodying the Shekhinah, or on YouTube at Audia Lara, where I share longer format videos. We're also in the pre-sale portion of time for a new self-paced course on creation and manifestation called The Wheel of Fire, and in it we explore the 7 days of creation, the Aramaic creation frequencies that created those days, and the signatures, the energetic signatures of those days, and how they align with the energies, the cosmic cycles, and how we can harness these energies. If we understand the energies, we understand how to employ them in our manifestation, and then our manifestations become that much more successful and embodied and in alignment with our soul, so that our manifestations are actually sustainable because they are expressions of our soul and our light. So if you feel called to that, we are in the pre-sale portion of the situation at this time. We begin with ceremony on 11/11, and the following Sunday with the Aleph, we begin your self-paced course. So if you feel called, you can write me an email or you can check the link below. If for whatever reason the link is not below for you to check out the course and learn more about it, do message me. Sometimes these things get overlooked. And with that, I wish you a blessed new lunar year. A wonderful day of the goddess, a wonderful day. Whenever you're listening to this, if you enjoy this, like, share, subscribe. And I will see you in the next episodes. Oh, and don't forget, if you are in the Atlanta area, please check out our live sound activation, which will be on the 6th on Thursday. That is also linked below in November. So it's the first week of November. So have a blessed day. Ahava.